I'm Jeff Sickinga, Executive Director of the Ashbrook Center, and this is The American Idea, where we discuss the ideas, people, and events that have made America what it is today. We believe that by understanding our history and our principles, we can better live up to the promise of the American founding and preserve our ongoing experiment in self-government. Welcome to The American Idea. You know, at this time of year, we talk a lot about giving. It's a natural moment to pause and reflect on how we relate to the people, the things, the ideals that we hold most dear. And when we care about someone or something deeply, our response almost always takes the form of giving. We give thanks. We give gifts. We give of ourselves. So on behalf of all of us here at The American Idea, I want to take a moment to thank you, our listeners, for what you have given us in this past year. Your steady listenership has given us the support we need to publish this podcast week after week after week, to continue the kind of great conversations that we hope illuminate something of what Thomas Jefferson once called the American mind. Conversations that help us to understand our history and principles a little more deeply. Conversations that, hopefully, give us a little more insight into our contemporary public life. You know, all of these conversations are rooted in two fundamental principles. The first principle that you know from listening to this podcast is we believe that the human mind is free. And what that means for us is that the mind is not bound by circumstances, that it can freely pursue the truth in conversation with other people. And that's exactly the kind of approach that we want to have here at The American Idea. Deep and serious thinking that isn't bound by time or place or any accident of circumstance, but that wants to get to the heart of things, to the truth of things, in conversation with each other. And the other principle guiding this podcast throughout this year and as we come into 2026 is the notion that America is and certainly should be a free country, that our country was founded on principles of freedom. We find those articulated in documents like the Declaration of Independence and embodied in the Constitution, and that our history is the struggle to live up to those principles of freedom. And struggle means conversation, discussion, debate, division, disagreement, conflict, failure, and yes, success. But that the arc of American history and our public life, we hope to become ever more a declarational country. And that's so important in this 250th anniversary year of America's independence. You know, the Declaration of Independence says, we hold these truths to be self-evident. And the question is, do we still hold these truths? Are they still the mission statement for America? That's what we're exploring in our series on America 250 here on the American Idea podcast. We're going to keep digging into the meaning of those principles. We're going to keep looking at how those principles show themselves in American history and contemporary American public life. We're going to see if America still understands and respects these founding principles of freedom and what they can mean for us today. And we're going to continue to do this across a range of topics, from American history to American politics and government, contemporary public life, and everything in between. Because we are really trying to understand what it means to be an American. That's really the core of what we do here at the Ashbrook Center. We ask the question, what it means to be an American. We try to follow our mission statement of strengthening constitutional self-government by educating our fellow Americans, whether those are students, teachers, or citizens, in the history and founding principles of our country and in the habits of reflection and choice necessary to perpetuate our republic. And I hope you've had an opportunity in 2025 to experience some of that reflection and choice through some of the conversations that we've had here on The American Idea, digging deeper into our principles, digging deeper into the fascinating historical figures, events, ideas, texts that define who we are as a country, and understanding a lot of the debate that has happened over the course of time in America that has made us who we are today. And I'm really proud to say that this podcast has been growing and growing thanks to your support. We've now reached almost 500,000 listeners in the United States and all around the world. And it's really reflective of the larger growth of the Ashbrook Center and our outreach to students, to teachers, and to citizens, which has never been more important than in this 250th anniversary year. You know, this should be a year for us to renew our understanding of what it means to be an American, a time to reflect, a time to celebrate, and a time to understand why America deserves that celebration, to understand the good, the bad, and the ugly of our history, to come to terms with it, to dig deeply into it in the conversation. That's what we're going to do as we enter 2026. It's going to be a great year for the American idea. We're going to have some fabulous conversations, continuing our series on America 250. Thank you for joining us this past year. We're looking forward to a great 2026 as we journey together and continue our discussion of the American idea. Thank you for listening to this episode of The American Idea. If you enjoyed this episode, remember to subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and leave a 5-star review. If you want to learn more or get involved in Ashbrook's vital work, visit our website, ashbrook.org.